Well, 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 when Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs of Arizona got hit with a subpoena by the January 6th committee, Biggs told Fox News that this is a witch hunt.
This has been a witch hunt from day one. This is an attempt to go after political enemies instead of trying to get at the truth.
And while Biggs denies involvement and said he doesn't want to dignify what the committee is doing, he also didn't say specifically that he won't respond. NBC News political director Chuck Todd, the moderator of Meet the Press, joins us now on Arizona's Morning News. And Chuck, Andy Biggs doesn't lose politically in this standoff because he doesn't have to please many moderates to win his congressional district this fall. But could he lose legally?
I don't know. It really depends on how aggressive the House Democrats are with their majority to use this, because I think ultimately, I don't think another branch of government's going to intervene here. This is about the legislative branch investigating and subpoenaing another member of the legislative branch. And a lot of times, as much as you would say, okay, you know, with folks that are not a member of the branch, right, whether it's Mark Meadows, Steve Bannon, the criminal referral to the Justice Department, this is a dispute between, you know, a branch of government and folks on the outside.
Because potentially they could actually ask the Department of Justice to prosecute.
They could.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think they will, because, again, the enforcement mechanism belongs to Congress. Yeah. It doesn't belong to the executive branch here. And so then they'd have to go to the courts. And the judiciary usually wants to stay out of what would be considered an intramural spat inside one branch of government. You know, for instance, Congress wants to have an ethics, would like to have an ethics code for judges.
Mm-hmm.
And Roberts has said you can't. Separation of powers,
yeah.
Right? It's just sort of there's certain things that can't be done, right? Congress cannot limit, for instance, they cannot limit what a president and vice president can earn on outside income. You know, this came up before, right? They can limit other members of the executive branch, but not the two elected members. Again, a separation of powers issue. So the reason I say it all depends on how aggressive the House Democrats get, essentially, this would have to be adjudicated on the floor of the House.
Yeah, and then you just end up with
and
somebody
I don't know
in contempt
if they do it.
And censured,
yeah.
and that doesn't really hurt him politically.
Yeah. Right. Now, look, at the end of the day, you know, the only problem, the logic issue that I think Andy Biggs and all these guys have in their refusal to participate, what are you afraid of? And they've never been able to answer that question very well. Why? What? If you have nothing to hide, then what? You know, why not participate?
Hey, Chuck.
What are you afraid of? And I think that to me is a question they've not. They've not answered to my satisfaction.
Hey, Chuck, speaking of what the government can and can't do, we know that they can certainly do a lot to create inflation, but are pretty limited in what to do about it, to tame it. So is there much hope for President Biden's plan to fight inflation, that it's going to make a difference? And by the way, do you know where we can find any baby formula?
I know. Well, and the baby formula issue has nothing to do with inflation.
Right,
it has everything
right.
to do with sort of modern capitalism, right? This was the, you know, the efficiency that the minute there's an inefficiency, the whole market goes haywire.
But everybody wants to blame Biden for the baby formula.
Of course, when things, there's an old saying, bad gets worse, you know, good gets better, bad gets worse in politics, right? You just sort of attract this stuff. But look, the two biggest things that the government could do to actually help tame inflation, lift these tariffs against China, let more immigrants in, and negotiate with Saudi Arabia to turn the spigot on for oil. Now, those are easy to say, and guess what? Every one of those things I just outlined, politically fraught. You want to be the politician that wants more open borders? You want to be the politician that wants to get softer on China? You want to be the politician that wants to get softer in Saudi Arabia? Those are three specific areas that we could have an impact on inflation, but it comes with a huge political cost. And I think that tells you something.
Yeah, but it comes with a huge political cost to not do anything.
I agree with that too.
Inflation just continues.
I agree with that exactly. No, no easy choices here. But I didn't run for president; they did.
And by the way, Chuck, when you're talking to your national audience, remind them that the Phoenix metro area has the worst inflation in the country. When it was 8.3% in April for the country, it was 11% here, and a lot of that has to do with
you guys need to shut the doors. You got too many of these darn Midwesterners coming there, right?
Right? That's the problem. And
housing demand, yeah.
And the really important question for Chuck Todd of Meet the Press is, can the Suns close the door on the Mavericks on Sunday? How did we get
to
a game
better.
Seven?
My son is a huge Devin Booker fan.
Oh.
We are a son. You have no idea. I have no idea how this happened in my house, but it is. We have to follow the Suns. I'm very invested in this team. Luka scares me. You know, it does scare you. The best players on the other team, even if the Suns are the better. But I'd like to see Booker take the game over. I think that's the key here.
Yeah.
Take the game over and go win this thing. You and Chris Paul go finish the job.
And Chris Paul play like a 36-year-old instead of a 37-year-old. Because that all changed.
Well, the other
thing
is Ayton can't be stopped. So give him the ball.
Yeah.
Feed the man.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't have anybody can stop him. Feed the man.
Unfortunately, he can't seem to stop Luka. Thanks a lot, Chuck Todd of Meet the Press. You can catch him Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on Channel 12 locally for Meet the Press. And, of course, he's got Meet the Press Daily on MSNBC.